Nicholas, my friend, great catching up with you again. It's been a while.
Hi, OD.
We come to talk about a 15-year stint that is, I would assume it's bittersweet, but it's coming to an end tomorrow night.
It is. The legendary Mad Frog Monday night, salsa night, with the band Tropicoso, after about 15 years now, is taking a break after all these years.
Let's go back 15 years.
Yeah.
My intuition tells me, when you first started playing there 15 years ago, maybe a smattering of people, or did it kick in right off the bat?
Years ago, it actually started with a band that I had at the time called Bailando Desnudo, which was a band that played Latin music and we call it Afro-Caribbean music, music from all over the Caribbean. It was actually started on a Tuesday night, believe it or not, to very low crowds at the beginning, and then it moved to Monday night eventually. And then when that band broke up, we kind of handed all of our gigs basically over to some friends of ours who formed the band Tropicoso. From then on, it's grown and grown and grown, but over the past couple of years, there's just more competition, I think, for people that want to go out and dance to Latin music and things, and Monday sometimes is hard for people to come out. So attendance hasn't been what it should be. I think we're taking a break.
You mentioned dancing, and that's certainly a big part of what you've been doing there at Mad Frog on Monday nights, but it's also dance lessons.
Yeah.
It's probably not unlike what happens with the summertime series on the square, Thursday nights.
Thursday nights, also on the square. Yeah, it's very, very similar. I mean, I said this before, but there is a marriage between the dancing aspect, the dancers and the musicians, the music lovers. A successful night can't really exist without that. So with the Mad Frog and with Salsa on the Square, we put an emphasis on having a lesson, not for the people that already know how to dance, but for the people that might be afraid or want to learn something or just get out there on the dance floor, because it can be very intimidating to people when they come to see a salsa show. There's some serious people out there doing the thing, and sometimes it can be very intimidating. We try to kind of break that down so that isn't an issue. So we have some really great dance instructors that we have, which is what we've been doing for a long, long, long time at the Mad Frog.
Now, you, Nick Rodina, when you're not playing, are you dancing? Do you
dance?
Oh,
man, very rarely. Honestly, I'm a musician first. On the break, I take a break. I know 7 dance moves, and I repeat them. And every once in a while, I might dance a little bit. But majority of the time, I'm just on the break talking to other guys.
Has it been fun for 15 years?
It really has. There's something with me that's a soft spot, I guess, for me with this event, with the Mad Frog, because I'm the only member of Tropicoso that has really been there almost the entire time from the beginning of it, because I was there when it started and it was my group that started that night. There's a lot of nostalgic love for the event just because I'm proud of it as a musician to be part of a house gig for so many years. I mean, there's very few things. I mean, the Blue West Big Band and the Bluebirds, there are a couple things in town that have been going for a long time. So I'm proud of that. There's a part of me that really is connected to the event in that way. And it is bittersweet for me to look at it like that, but I'm also very proud of it.
Why are you taking a break?
The crowds haven't been what they should be, and it's hard in this business to make a dollar. I think the musicians need a break too. Some of us have played that stage 500-600 times. A lot of Mondays and a lot of years. Sometimes I think that you need to step back and take a look at it, start listening a bit more. I think people want some new songs. People, I think, just need a refreshment for the musicians and for the audience members.
But there's something new coming up. There's something new, and it's right around the corner. It's just, a week and a half away. On the 8th of March, you're beginning something new. Tell us about that.
Right. We're stopping Monday nights at the Mad Frog with Tropicoso. A lot of people have been asking for a weekend night with the band Tropicoso, and the Mad Frog is so established as everybody knows where it is. We've got a great relationship with the people that own the place and run the place. It's got a great dance floor, and everything is just kind of built in. So we worked with the Mad Frog and worked out a second Friday of every month consistently throughout 2013 as a Friday night event. So you can go out, stay up late, and not have to worry about getting up the next morning. A very similar concept of the night, but the current Mad Frog Monday nights, dance lessons are at 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock the band takes the stage and we quit at 1. This event will go till 2. A lot more music, but kind of the same thing as far as the nights laid out. We're making some improvements, some special things.
You have been doing a lot of traveling now. Have you missed many of these Monday nights over the years?
With my touring with Over the Rhine, it's taken me away from Cincinnati quite a bit. There's a huge stretch of time where I just never, ever missed the Mad Frog Monday night. I was always there, and the Mad Frog always kept their doors open, always. But it's hard being a musician to balance that sometimes, especially with road work that comes along. You can't do half a tour and come home and do the Mad Frog and then go out and do the next day. Mm-hmm. So I had to make some sacrifices there for sure.
Is there somebody you call on to sit in with Tropicosa while you're away, or does it not happen while you're away?
No, in the music world, it's subs. You find competent subs that you feel like can do your job, hopefully not too good. But well enough. Yes, I have some guys I can call.
So they yearn for you to come back.
Yeah. The cool thing about Cincinnati, in all honesty, is that there's a lot of really great musicians here in all genres of music. And with Latin music, with percussion, it can be a tricky thing to find people that really, truly get it and know the pulse and all those things. And there is a handful of guys in town that have that. I don't feel too bad sometimes because I feel like the band's in good hands. I'm just one member of the 9-piece band.
It seems to me like, especially over these past 15 years, that not necessarily just at the Mad Frog, but Latin music has really grown in popularity in Cincinnati.
Yeah, it really, really has. I'm kind of amazed because, you know, I see other cities. There's Latin scenes. Of course, I'm not involved in those scenes, but you see a lot of parallels between our scene and other places. But what I don't see is high-quality live bands playing Latin music. I see a lot of DJ nights and a lot of the dance thing, but really good quality bands is kind of hard to find. And in Cincinnati, we have quite a few of them. And that's why the success of Salsa in the Square is so good, because we don't have to go outside of the area if we don't need to, because we have got such great talent here. Because of that, people kind of gravitate towards that. And there is a real scene here. You can dance to Latin music 7 nights a week if you wanted to somewhere, which is rare.
So tomorrow night is Tropicosa, kind of wrapping things up for the Monday night sessions that have been happening over the past decade and a half or so. But coming up on Friday, March 8th, something brand new begins. Same venue, Mad Frog, with Friday Night Salsa.
Yep.
Nick, it's always a pleasure. Best of luck. Knock 'em dead tomorrow night.
Thank you, Brian.
And we look forward to the new venture as well. Been visiting with Nicholas Radina from Tropicosa. And for Around Cincinnati, I'm Brian O'Donnell.